Drive was difficult, and the rain only made it worse. As the wagon plunged into a particularly deep hole, a rear wheel broke off. Calming his horse, the old man jumped down onto the muddy road and began to struggle with the wagon wheel. He soon realized that the hole was too deep and the wheel was too heavy for him to lift. As he stood there, wet and cold, he heard footsteps running toward him. A farm boy was on his way home to supper when he saw the old man's broken wagon, with water flowing around it like a river. The boy was big, strong, and eager to help. Finding a fallen fence post, he stepped knee-deep into the muddy hole and propped up the wagon. Then he began fixing the wheel. While he worked, the boy spoke to the old man about his wishes for the future. He understood very little about the world, but he wanted to learn. He wanted to discover who he was and to find answers to life's biggest mysteries. He was going to be a man soon and wanted to know more about love. He said he often daydreamed about the wonderful things yet to come.
"Most days?" the boy laughed. "I'm not sure if I'm dreaming or if I'm awake."
The boy talked on, and the old man listened in silence. Within an hour, the job was done. The wheel was set securely in its place, and the wagon was back on the road. The old man, filled with gratitude, searched through his pockets for a few coins. Finding nothing to offer the boy for his work, he asked him if he would accept the 3 pearls of wisdom instead, assuring him that the pearls would provide more riches than any coins. As the sun pierced through rushing storm clouds, the boy smiled. He knew he could not refuse the man's gratitude, however it was offered. And after all, he had much to learn.
"Yes," answered the boy politely. "I am truly honored that you would share your wisdom with me, sir."
So the old man leaned toward him and began to speak.
"To find your way in this world, you need only answer 3 questions,
the old man explained.
"First, you must ask yourself, who am I? You will know who you are when you see who you are not. Second, you must ask yourself, what is real? You will know what is real when you accept what is not real. Third,"
the man finished,
"you must ask yourself, what is love? You will know love when you realize what love is not."
The old man straightened himself, brushing flecks of mud off his coat. The boy removed his hat respectfully and expressed his thanks. He watched the old man climb onto his wagon and whistle to his horse. The wagon lurched, shuddered, and then began to rattle down the road. As the boy turned toward home, where supper was waiting, he glanced back to see the back of the wagon disappear among the evening shadows. 2. Opening the door. Simple stories invite us to reflect on our own lives. One way or another, they represent everyone's story. If a story is good, it has the power to inspire questions and encourage us to look for answers. If a story is very good, it can get under our skin and dare us to see the truth. It can open new doors of perception. These stories leave us a choice: to be challenged by the truth, or to close the door and continue walking a familiar path. This book is for those who are willing to see the truth of themselves. It is for those willing to ask what is real and to go through unfamiliar doors. Life is eager to begin a new conversation with you. If you're willing to listen and to change, your world can be transformed. We humans are what we are today because of the way our nervous system has responded to light over millions of years. Our brains have become intricate, our capabilities diverse, and our societies complex.